The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehuda Gestetner, Rosh Kollel in Toronto, Canada, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Amar Aleph says as follows: Tanu Rabbanan Oisin Anumlin B'Shabbes Ve'ein Oisin Aluntis. A person is allowed to make Anumlin on Shabbos, but not Aluntis. The Gemara goes on to explain Ve'eza Yehi Aluntis. What is Aluntis that a person is not allowed to make on Shabbos? Aluntis Yayin Yashan Umayim Tzlulin, old wine and clear water of our parsimon. The Avidi Lebei Mesusa Lemaker. This type of a drink that people used to make when they came out of the merchatz, when they came out of the bathhouse to drink to cool off. And Rashi explains, Ve'ein Oisin Aluntis She'ein Lemashka Tzama. This drink wasn't intended to quench a person's thirst, Ela Letzanein La'achar HaMerchatz, but to cool a person off after he comes out of the bathhouse, after he comes out of the merchatz, to make him feel better. The dugmas refua, and that is daima, is compared, it's light, similar to refua, and because it's similar to refua, it's usher to do on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha. Ve'ein ois, and Simon Shimchaf Aleph Sif Yedzayin, ve'ein ois na aluntis, a person cannot make aluntis, shehu yayin yashin umayim tzlulim b'shemin aparsamayin, shehu lerefua. Its purpose is for refua, so a person cannot make it on Shabbos. What is the Isra Refuah on Shabbos? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Chaldavar Shehu Mishum Refuah, Asr Chazal Asais, Gezeira Mishum Shchigas Amamanim. Chazal asked any type of involvement in Refuah on Shabbos because there was a Gezeira of Shchigas Amamanim. They used to grind herbs or different plants for the purpose of medicine. And if a person is going to involve himself in Sarchi Refuah on Shabbos, he may come to actually grind a herb or medicine on Shabbos, which is a malacha d'oraisa of Teichin. So therefore, Chazal said, a person may not involve himself in any type of refuah. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, v'lochein afilo ya'aslim erev Shabbos. Not only can't you make this drink on Shabbos, but even if this drink was made on erev Shabbos, asr l'shtaisa, you also cannot drink this drink because its intention is for refuah. And refuah is asr on Shabbos, a gezeira mishum shchigas avmanim, a gezeira of teichin, one of the lamed tes malachis, that a person may come and may lead a person to grind on Shabbos. The machlokes rishonim, exactly what was Chazal worried about in the gezeira of shchigas avmanim. Rashi in Nachman Gimel and Beis says that the reason why Chazal made this gezeira, because the ish sharis shum refuah asi lemishri shchigas amemanim v'hu asir deraisin avitaychen, that if a person is going to go ahead and take medicine on Shabbos, so an outsider or even himself perhaps may come to think that grinding is also mutter, just like I'm allowed to take medicine on Shabbos, I may also perhaps create the medicine, I may also grind the medicine on Shabbos, and that may lead him to believe that that's mutter on Shabbos, and because of that he may actually go ahead and do shchikas amemanim, and be over this at the rice of teichin. Therefore, Chazal said, it is usher for a person to be involved in any type of refuah, which may lead to a malacha of teichin. There are other rishonim, the Rif and the Rush, however, who explain the gezerah differently. They explain that because a person is baal arufuasai, a person is very worried and he's very concerned about his health and his refuah, Yavoy lahachshel balutchein samemanim. He's going to go ahead, and if you're going to allow him to take medicine on Shabbos, then he may not have the right medicine, and because of his confusion and his insistence to get the proper medicine, he may actually get carried away, and it may lead him to grind medicine on Shabbos. So either he may, according to Rashi, the gezeira is that he actually may come to think that it's mutter because by associating it with, just like you could take medicine on Shabbos, you may assume you may make medicine on Shabbos. And according to the Rif and the Rush, the Gezer isn't that he'll think it's mutter, but the Gezer is that we're worried that if he involves himself in refuah on Shabbos, he may get carried away, and he may actually involve himself in making the medicine in Teichen, and therefore Chazal just made a gezeira and said any type of refuah is asr on Shabbos. A nafkemina between these two peshatim, nafkemina la'alocha that could be between these two different reasons why Chazal asr refuah on Shabbos, is may a person go ahead and give a medicine and give refuah to his behemah on Shabbos. A person has an animal, the animal's sick. Can a person give refuah to behemah on Shabbos? So if you learn, like Rashi, that the gezeirah, the reason is because a person may actually, if a person takes medicine on Shabbos, he may come to think that grinding medicine is mutter, so it will be no different by a behemah, because by a behemah also he may come, if you're going to go give him medicine, you may come to assume that you might even go make him medicine, which will be an issa d'oraisa of teichin. So according to Rashi, l'chayr would be usur to give refuah to a behemah on Shabbos. However, according to the Rif and the Rush, the whole reason is a person is going to go ahead, is because a person is going to get carried away, and because he is being involved in his refuah and taking medicine, he will also may go ahead and get carried away and actually make the medicine. That svara of being bull, of being confused and getting carried away, is only because a person cares so much about his own personal health. So he'll get carried away and he'll actually go and make the medicine on Shabbos. But by a behemah, a person's animal, where the health of the animal is not that important to him as his own health, so there's no chashash that he's going to go get carried away and actually go make the medicine. So for there is no gezeirah of giving refuah on Shabbos to the animal. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins and Shimon and Simon Shin Lamed Beis Sif Dalad. Sorry, Sif Gimel. And Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason why refuah is mutar on a behemah, the afal gav dezer refuah, but refuah la adam gazru mishum shchikas samemanim, but refuah as behemah, ein adam boil kol kach shiyavoy lishchik samemanim, by a behemah we're not worried that it will lead to shchikas samemanim, which is a malacha of teichin. To understand better when is the iser to take refuah on Shabbos, the gezer of shchikas samemanim, we have to understand, and when is it mutter and when is it asr, we have to understand a little bit the different types of refuah and the different dargis of a chayla on Shabbos in hilchas refuah. So to give an outline on this halacha, there are basically three different types of chaylas on Shabbos. Of course, there are a lot of details to these halachas, and this is just a very basic outline, but just a very, very basic review of when a different type of chaylas and what you're allowed to do for a chayla on Shabbos. So in Chazal, there are three different types of chaylas. There's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, which is a chayla which is in danger of, his life is in danger. Such a chayla, we all know that obviously you could do whatever you want. Not only could you do whatever you want to save that chayla, but you have to do whatever you want. It's a mitzvah, you're mechayev to do whatever you could for that chayla, whether it's on Shabbos or any other time. And we do not take into account the Isser Shabbos whatsoever, and everything may be done for a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. The second darga of a chayla is a chayla she'im b'sakana. It's a chayla who is not in danger. His life is not in danger. What is the characteristics of a chayla she'im b'sakana? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the gather is, if he's a chayla who is nafal l'mishkav, chayla she'nafal machmas chaliyav l'mishkav, he had to, because he was so sick, that he had to go to bed because of his sickness, that's called a chayla she'im b'sakana. And the Rama adds, or even if he's not, doesn't have to go to bed, but if he has mitzdar of a chalim and a kol gufa, his whole body is raking in pain, even if he doesn't need to go to bed, that is the category of a chayla she'im b'sakana. So a person whose life is not in danger, but he's in terrible pain, either his whole body is raking in pain, or he feels like he needs to go to bed, that's a chayla she'im b'sakana. In the chayla she'im b'sakana, it's mutter to tell a guy to do a refuah to help the yid on Shabbos. If a yid is in a chayla she'im b'sakana, he's allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha, even a malacha deraisa for him, in order to heal him on Shabbos. Or, if it's a derabanan, he may even do the malacha himself with the shinoi. He could do the malacha himself with the shinoi. But he cannot, a yid cannot be over any type of a deraisa or derabanan if he is in the situation of a chayel she'emas sakana. You can either tell a guy to do the malacha for him, to do a malacha for him on Shabbos, and even a malacha deraisa, or if he's doing it himself, he may do a malacha with a shinoi in order to heal him from his chayel she'em sakana. But he himself cannot do either a derabanan or a deraisa. There is a chayadam. The chayadam holds that in a situation where you cannot do it with a shinoi, then he may even do it himself, a malacha derabanan on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah does bring down this chayadam. The third darga of a chayla is called a mixas chayli, someone who's just a little bit sick, a mechash ba'alma, he's just not feeling so well, but he's not really that sick. And such a chayla, nothing can be done for him on Shabbos. He cannot be over any types of malachas. He's not a mechal Shabbos deraisa or drabanan, or even tell a guy to do malacha for him on Shabbos. So again, the three chaylas are a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, where everything can be done, a chayla she'ein b'sakana, where he can either tell a guy to do for him malacha on Shabbos, or he may do a malacha drabanan with a shinoi, and the last darga is a mixas chayli or a mechash ba'alma. He's just has some type of minor ailment, and on that, he may not do anything on Shabbos, he may not be over any derabanan, deraisa, or even amir la'akum, even telling a guy to do a malacha for him on Shabbos. According to this reasoning, it should come out that if a person needs to take medicine on Shabbos, which is an issa derabanan, we said earlier that there's an issa derabanan of shchikas habamanim, there's a gezer derabanan to take medicine on Shabbos. So even if a person is a chaylish aim by sakana, even if a person is nafal amishkav, he has to go to bed, or if he's chaylik kol gufay, he still should not be able to take medicine because it's isad rabbanan. And we said even for an isad rabbanan, a chaylish aim by sakana cannot be over on Shabbos, even isad rabbanan. However, the Ramah in Shinchav Ches Sifla Medzayin says that By the iser of taking refuah on Shabbos, the iser of taking medicine on Shabbos, if he's nafal lemishkav, meaning if he's a chilish ayin by sakana, you could be mekel to take medicine on Shabbos. The Hainu, the whole iser of taking medicine on Shabbos, according to the Ramah, is only for a person who has a mix, is in the gather of a mixas chayli or mechash ba'alma, a minor element, only he is subject to the iser of taking refuah on Shabbos. But a person who is a chayla she'ein b'sakana, a person who is nafal mishkav, he may take medicine on Shabbos. To be halacha brings down that really it's a big machlokes rishonim. Many, many rishonim are not maskim to this shita of the Ramah, and they hold like the pashtus that any type of a chayla, even a chayla she'ein b'sakana, may not take medicine on Shabbos. But Labaisa, we pass like the Ramah, and the Ramah says that a chayla she'ein by sakana, meaning someone who's nafal lemishkav, or is chayla kol gufay, may take medicine on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why the issa derabanan of shchikas hamamanim is more kuladik than other derabanans. Why was the Ramah matir refuah on Shabbos, which is the Rabbanon, even for a chaylish ayin b'sakana? So he brings down from the Shittas Radvaz, Radvaz holds that this Isser of refuah on Shabbos is more kal, is more lenient than other Isser Rabbanons, because you don't really see in his action that he's doing a refuah. You can have one person who's a healthy person taking a medicine, which in that case, because he's healthy, it'll be mutter. And the same medicine can be taken by a person who's not healthy and it'll be usr. So the maisa that he's doing, the action that he's doing, we don't really see an isr. And if we don't see an isr, therefore we're more lenient. It's isr kal. It's a more lenient type of isr, and we'll make it even for a chaylish ayin b'sakana. Similarly, he says, like by Amir La'akim, we said earlier, just like Amir La'akim, you want to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos by a chaylish ayin b'sakana, because Amir La'akim is also a more lenient type of isr rabbanan. It's a It's malacha she'ein bei ma'aseh, the Gemara says. It's a malacha which doesn't have an action, it's just words. Therefore, it's more lenient. So, too, this type of an action, which also doesn't really look like an action of Isser, is more kal, is more lenient, and a chayla she'ein bei sakana may take medicine on Shabbos if he is nafal l'mishkav, if he has to fall to bed, or if he's chayla kal gufay, that his whole body is raking in pain. It's interesting to note that Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal was a matter. He comes to explain what does it mean that in order for a person to take medicine, he has to be nafal l'mishkav. Let's say a person has a sickness, and that sickness let's say he has a terrible headache, his head is pounding, and going to bed won't help his headache. It won't help his headache, right? So would he go under the heter? Is he allowed to go take medicine on Shabbos? As Rama said, the only time you can take medicine on Shabbos if he's in the category of chayla she'ein bei sakana, which means he's nafal l'mishkav. It means he wants to go to bed because of a sickness. But a person can have a type of ailment where he doesn't feel like going to bed. Bed won't help him at all. Will he be mutter in that case to take medicine on Shabbos? So Rav Zalman explains that the reason why Chazal were matir, the reason why Chazal said it's mutter for a person who has to go to bed to take refuah on Shabbos, because they said that a person who is holding in that darga, a person who is holding in that situation, that he has to go to bed, and he's so sick, there is no gezeira anymore of shchikas ha'amonim. Chazal said that it's not applicable. They took off their isad rabbanim for such a person. It's not applicable, and a person may take a refuah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if a person has a terrible headache, let's say, and if, in theory, going to bed would help his headache, even though it doesn't, but in theory, if going to bed would help his headache, so he's a person who is in that category that he really would have gone to bed if bed would have helped his ailment. So he is also included in the exemption of the Isser of Refuah on Shabbos, because he's a person who, if bed would have helped his ailment, he would have gone to bed. It happens to be bed doesn't help his ailment, but because he fits into that category, therefore, he would be allowed to take medicine on Shabbos and take refuah on Shabbos. Another cooler Rav Shlomo Zalman says, based on the same concept, that the reason why Chazal will matter a chaylish aim by sakana to take refuah is because in such a situation where a person is feeling so faint, Chazal said they took off their iser. He says so too. Let's say a person feels like he's going to get a terrible headache. He feels like he's going to get to the... He feels like that in a few hours from now, if he doesn't take medicine, he's going to be in the position where he's going to have to go to bed. So right now, he's fine. Right now, he knows he's well enough that he doesn't have to go to bed. But he knows if he doesn't take medicine now, he's going to end up in the position where he's going to have to go to bed to feel better. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you're allowed to even take the medicine right now. Even earlier, when you're still feeling good, you can still take the medicine, because again, Chazal didn't want, they never applied their takana of taking refuah, of shchikas ha'mamonim, the gezer of shchikas ha'mamonim, for if it's going to go affect a person that he's going to have to go to bed. So if I know that this type of ailment is going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's going to end up that I'm going to have to go to bed, so therefore Chazal said they made an exemption that such a person is not subject to the rules of refuah, of shchikas ha'mamonim, and he may take medicine on Shabbos. Rav Chaim Noah has a very interesting chiddush legabe, which with regard to the iser of taking medicine on Shabbos, and he wants to say that perhaps today the whole reason, today the iser of shchikas ha'mamonim shouldn't be applicable, because we said earlier that the whole reason why they said refuah is asur on Shabbos is because they were worried about a person's going to go ahead, he's going to go grind his herbs, he's going to go grind his own medicine. So Chaim wants to say that today, when generally people don't make their own medicines, they don't even know how to make their own medicines, so perhaps the whole gezeirah should fall off. And he says, just like you find in the Gemara says you cannot clap on Shabbos, and Tosfos over there says, and the reason why you can't clap on Shabbos is because we were worried that a person's going to go dance and clap, and then one of the instruments will break, and he'll go misak and klei shir. He's going to go fix the instrument on Shabbos. It may lead him to fix the instrument on Shabbos. So that's why it's us to clap and dance on Shabbos. And Tais over there says that today, that we don't know how to fix klei shir, we don't know how to fix instruments, so therefore, Tais wants to suggest that the issur of clapping and dancing doesn't apply. So Chaim Noah wants to say, similarly over here also, because the reason for the gezeira doesn't apply, because we don't really know how to make medicines, we don't know how to make, grind our medicines, so perhaps a person, perhaps today, it should be mutter for a person to take medicine on Shabbos, because it can never bring to Shechikas HaMamonim. Lamaisa, he says that a person should only be mekel if he has other sfeikas or other sniffim to join with his hatter. But al kalpanim, there's some type of a kula today which he's suggesting that it's not as strict as it was in the time of Chazal or the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So to conclude, a person who is sick and wants to take medicine on Shabbos, there's an isser of Shechikas HaMamonim, there's an issur to take medicine, a gezeira, because it may come him, it may lead him to grind medicine on Shabbos, which is Balacha of Teichen. And Lamaisa, the Ramah, and we paskin that it's mutter to take refuah on Shabbos if you are, even though it'll be us to take it, if you're a mixas chayli or mechesh ba'alma, if you have just a minor ailment, it will be usher to take medicine, but if you're a chayla sha'im b'sakana, which means that you're a chayla who has to be nafala mishkav, which means you're so sick that you want to go to bed, or you're a chayla kalgufa, you're raking a person, his body rakes in pain, it will be permitted for him to take medicine on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.